So.
You said before that you don't, this doesn't matter to you. Did you feel differently tonight?
What really mattered is tonight, it's been a long time since my family, my whole family. My son Jimmy came from California. Kate came from Wisconsin. My two daughters came from down the cities. It was real special to see my grandkids there. And the reason it was special is because I wouldn't be here without them.
How many grandkids do you have, by the way?
We have. We got one coming. Jimmy has two. Jesse has three. Jill has three. Jake has one coming. So Christmases are pretty wild. But that day, that was really special to see them here and make the effort to come here tonight because they've been such a big part of this.
Coach, you told me as we talked in preparation for the game, you wanted to see the guys compete. Your first game as head coach for the Lightning. What did you like from what you saw tonight?
I liked everything I saw tonight. For this early, we had put them through a really tough 2-week training camp. I think scrimmaging Hermantown and scrimmaging Chanhassen and scrimmaging Sartell helped them get ready for this. And they were so excited to play tonight. The only thing going in, I just thought they might be a little nervous, thinking they have to do something special for me, or that's not what it's about. We just went out and played, and I loved the effort. I like to compete. The battles, the wall battles. 80% of the game is played on the wall, and we were very good on the wall. And they kept playing, which we need to do. We play, if you look at our schedule, we play a lot of teams like this, and then we play like Bemidji Saturday. That's gonna be a wake-up call. And then we might play an easy one, and then we got a hard one. So it's real important that we've worked that consistency in our game, because there's gonna be a lot of tight games. This is not gonna happen very often, so.
Mike, I've watched you for 100 years, grew up together, and saw probably 80% of your games, and a lot of highlights. So thank you for all those memories. But the game has changed a lot, but with all these highlights, how do you keep the love for the game going?
Well, I've been blessed to have a lot of players. I can't tell you how many that have sent me cards. Families who have sent me cards, emails, text messages, just making me feel like I made a positive impression in their life. That's what I love about this. First of all, I love the game. Secondly, I love working with this age group and developing them into men. And my phone's full of it, of guys. Spihar is one of them. Thanks me all the time for making them a man, making them a great father. And that's what it's all about. It's like Meg said, it's not about wins for me. If I cared about wins here, you know, if I stayed in the Lake Spear Conference, I would have broke this record 4 years ago. But I went to my AD. So we got to go independent, and we had probably the toughest schedule in the state
for 25 years.
We went down to the cities all the time, played the best, and built that program that way, and that's what we're going to try to do here, build this program. And I love these kids. Some of these kids travel 1 hour to come to practice and go home. We practice in Hallett. A lot of our kids go to Pequot Lake. They travel 25 minutes to go to practice, and then 25 minutes to go home. So I love that. It just showed how much they love to play. They love the game.
How much is in the tank for you to keep on coaching, though? Another Do you have any idea?
As long as I'm healthy. I have a super wife who understands how important this is to me. As long as Bags lets me stay here, TK and I are going to plan on being here for a long, long time.
It's perfect timing when your wife walks in. That's a good one.
Consult with me.
She's very happy about that.
Yeah. No, she understands how important this is to me, and we're really excited.
We are.
To be here. People go, why would you go to Pequot Lakes? What's the matter where we go? We don't care. We want to go where we can coach, work with kids, and do what we love doing, which is being on the ice, coaching the game.
That's right.
What would you say, Mike, is from all of your experience, what's the biggest thing that you wanted to bring to the Northern Lakes program and work with these young guys to accomplish, hopefully, the goals you've set aside?
I believe that how you act as a coach will be how your team will act. If they feel like you care about them and that you will do everything possible for them to be successful, I believe they will buy in. I think we have complete buy-in right now. Now we're going to have bumps along the road, challenges along the road, and we want those because that will make us stronger as a team. And I just appreciate Megs believing in us and hiring us and us having the chance to make this team really good. Tonight was the first of 25 lesson plans. That's all tonight was. We have 25 lesson plans. First lesson plan was really good. Now we gotta go back to work tomorrow and bring it back down to earth, and we'll have our second lesson plan. And then it's all about being ready in February. That's how I've always done it, and that's how we'll do it.
Coach, I know when I asked you about the potential of breaking the record, you told me you don't want to really think about that yet, a little bit further down the line. But looking at the entire display today, from having your family, Duluth Cathedral, Duluth East, even having Prairie Center join in for the picture, nice kind of walking me through just those initial emotions right now when you really put everything together for today.
I live in the moment when it comes to hockey. PK knows I never brought this up to the team, never brought it up to anybody, but in the back of my mind, just know my wife was in the building, my family was in the building, meant the world to me. And to be honest with you, I want to put in running time so they could get home earlier, because they have our grandkids with them, and it'll be a special night. I'll never forget. So I'm glad it's behind me. We don't have to talk about it anymore, and we'll just go back to work.
In those 708 victories, are there any victories that really stand out?
Every section final, every state tournament game. I was very blessed to coach in big games. Mags knows this. He just played, coached in a big game, huge game. There's nothing as a coach, especially a high school coach, coaching in a big game, section final, and seeing those families so happy about going to a state tournament, getting tickets, getting ready for state tournament. Every state tournament, I've been really lucky to coach in a lot of big games, and I'll never forget any of them. They're so awesome.